Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Always good to be joined by my faithful producer, Brendan Thomas, through the news with your old pals, Bob and Brendan. Brendan, what do you got on your radar for us today?
So today, we have Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is in the news again.
Oh my goodness. Will the day ever come where that twit is not in the news anymore?
I wish. But last time we talked about her, it was during the right when COVID was at its height.
When she had her hair done.
Exactly.
And said it was because she's in the public eye, so the rest of us peons have to stay home.
But exactly.
She's in the public eye. Well, wow.
Yeah, so here she is being hypocritical again, where she allowed two of her top aides to take time off during the 4th of July weekend. And if you don't know that, Chicago is really, really rampant with gun violence.
Which it always has been, yes. But so much worse under
on 4th
her.
Of July. Yes, 4th
well,
of July.
Well, and on the 4th of July, too. Absolutely.
Yeah. So during that weekend, 100 people were shot and injured. 11 children, included a 5-year-old, were also part of the injuries, and 18 people were killed. Many, many officers have been criticizing her for allowing this to happen. And I'm not saying that this was all her fault in terms of like the gun violence and everything, but still, she mentioned how that entire weekend, it was all hands on deck. And that was what the quotes were. All hands are on deck for this weekend. And she still allowed that to happen, or allowed all some of her aides.
Hasn't she also fudged the numbers? Because she has denied some of the astronomical figures of how many shootings they've had in Chicago.
Or crime in general as well.
I don't know how she's pulling that out of the air, but she's really fixing those math.
I'm not sure either. There's been comments from Southside Alderman Anthony Beal saying it's poor leadership, and then her top deputies were off when they needed them most that weekend. Alderman Ray Lopez also quoted saying it shows that there's a complete lack of commitment toward addressing the violence. And then he also continues saying, I guess that doesn't apply to people responsible for actually creating the policies. For that matter.
And don't you love her press conferences? She comes up with a new rule that she's not going to take questions from white people in the press.
And a spokesperson for her office wrote saying this, working in the mayor's office is a 24/7, 365 job, and members of the mayor's senior staff are constantly connected. Those responsible for the on-the-ground operations continue to execute over the holiday weekend, and the chief of staff and deputy chief of staff are fully engaged every day. Which to me just sounds like an empty blank answer.
Exactly. It sounds like a lot of board members sat around a big polished wooden oak table and came up with this lofty, high polluting political statement that says absolutely nothing.
I agree. So I don't know what I'm a loss of words for what Chicago should really do, because the next election for Chicago's mayor is not till 2023. And so they have to deal with her for another 2 years. And I don't know.
Well, it'll make great talk radio.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Don't think I can find too many advantages more than that.
That's about it. So I'm going to move on to the next story here. Trump has actually decided, our former President Trump has decided to sue Twitter, Facebook, and Google, the three big tech companies, for blocking the way him.
I know you have some thoughts on that,
I do too.
I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are, because I myself have had mixed feelings about that, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Personally, Trump should have never been blocked in general. I think this is going to be a very, very important case. It's a class action lawsuit, and this is going to be really important in terms of freedom of speech. I understand that Twitter and Facebook, their number one priority specifically is actually business. It has nothing to do with our freedom of speech. They're a business first. I can understand that.
But they sure have been sticking their hands in
exactly.
Our freedom of speech.
Exactly. Why, if you don't agree with whatever opinion somebody is saying, simply either unfollow them or get off the platform entirely? Because that's what it's made for. That platform is supposed to be letting him or me or you speak their mind freely about everything. And I am so, so disappointed that a bunch of conservative topics get always blocked, or I'm never able to see them on Facebook, because I want to see opinions on both matters. And yet Facebook doesn't allow that. Twitter doesn't allow that. And
yeah.
Google,
meanwhile, ISIS
that.
Or some Palestinian terrorist could put something up on their pages
and they
just
can
let
stay
it go.
On there all they want. It makes no sense to me. So that's my opinion on the matter. Trump should.
Yeah.
This is very important. And I really, really hope Trump wins, because I think this is because if Twitter and Facebook and Google win this, basically now our internet is entirely controlled and we can't do anything that we really, truly feel like we can't have the freedom to.
Now, emotionally, in my gut, I feel like I'm with you 100%. I think the way Trump was treated was just abominable. But one of the problems, or I guess I'd call it a paradox at this point, we don't like the way they're controlling our freedom of speech. But the question, to what degree should the government get involved in a private entity and censor their freedom to make decisions, is another question. I think the balance is to make them consistent with what they're claiming. If they want to claim to be a newspaper or an editorial board, then they can put on anybody they want. They cannot publish anybody they don't want to. But if they're claiming to be a public arena, then they need to be consistent. So I think hopefully that's where the lawsuit will go, because I know that at times they floated laws in Congress that would have perhaps given Congress a control over the internet that I didn't want them to have either.
No,
so there's a little bit of a balance here that I'm a little concerned about.
I'm already saying that the FCC already has way too much, you know, control over our freedom of speech already alone.
So exactly.
Court case will be especially important.
But if they're claiming to be a public utility and a public forum, then they've got to be consistent with that. If they want to say we don't want Trump, then they need to declare themselves to be some kind of online newspaper or magazine and go by those rules. They can't have it both ways.
I agree. So I'm hoping Trump can win, but we'll wait.
It'll depend on the judge. These days, if the judge doesn't like some joke Trump made, then that's it. That's it, buddy.
Yeah, I hear you.
Of course, that's not what they'll admit. They'll say they did it for the Constitution, of course.
Last story I'll bring up is, once again, Donald Trump is back in there, where he actually won the CPAC 2024 GOP presidential nomination straw poll in Texas, and he actually won 70% of the ballots. And this is actually better than how he did in February in Orlando, Florida, where he only received 55% of the ballots, which is fantastic news to me. This shows that he still has huge, huge support if he does decide to run in the 2024 election.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Is he still doing his separate political party, or has that been denounced still?
I have not heard him. He's floated that. I have mixed feelings, because the Republicans don't deserve to survive after the way they treated Trump. They should fall.
Why
but the
would
problem
he want
is third
be...
parties don't work either. I think we need a third party to hold the Republicans' feet to the fire and have them gradually fade out. But if we suddenly have a third party in the next election, it just takes the conservative vote, splits it in half, and the Democrats walk off. That's what happened with Perot and Clinton and Bush 41. But I must say again, in my gut, in my sentiments, the Republicans would deserve for something like that to happen. Despite what happened at CPAC, Brendan, my hunch is that the Republicans are not going to learn from this. They really turned from Trump on January 6th. I think they're going to continue turning from him. I don't think they're going to get behind him the way they should.
Okay, so do you think he should run independently? Trump should? And also, do you think he'll get the support?
I think he should run in the Republican Party, and we should primary out all the rhinos. That's what would be the most ideal thing to me. And again, I'm saying that as an independent. I am not a registered Republican, but I always vote Republican because the ghastly alternative is to vote Democrat.
Right. So we should get an answer shortly of what should happen, but hopefully...
There's powers out there that don't plan to let him get away with it. There are people that are going to try to put him in jail before he runs again.
I hope Trump runs again soon, because, again, this country with Biden as president, it's not been the, you know, greatest of rides.
And
so
that
far.
Is the understatement in the last two millennia. Absolutely.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.